Therefore, if we are to measure distances from the satellite to the receiver, and that is the foundation of GPS surveying, there's some information that needs to be communicated from the satellite to the receiver. And therefore, it needs to come down, so to speak, on the signal from the satellite to the receiver. One aspect is the time on the satellite, because, of course, the elapsed time that the signal spends going from one place to the other is the basis of the distance measurement. And time is important in other ways, but clearly that is important, to know the time on the satellite, the instant that the signal left. Secondly, the position of the moving satellite is critical, and that's because, just as on a terrestrial survey, the coordinate, if you will, of the satellite at that moment is important so that it can be used to derive the position of the receiver. Now, in a terrestrial survey, instantaneous position hardly comes into it because, of course, the instrument is stationary on the Earth's surface. But with the satellites moving at a pretty tremendous rate of speed, the ephemeris, as I mentioned, needs to be the coordinate, so to speak, at an instant of time. This is another way, of course, that time is important. And then, some information about the atmosphere. Well, if you're familiar with EDM surveying, electronic distance measuring surveying, you know that when an electromagnetic signal goes through atmosphere, it can be attenuated by the humidity, the temperature, the barometric pressure in the troposphere. And so this is introduced into the processing of the distances that are shot with EDM instruments. Now, in the case of GPS, of course, this signal is going through a good deal more of the atmosphere than even the longest EDM shot. The first component of the atmosphere that it encounters is the ionosphere, which has some different characteristics than the troposphere. And then after that, of course, it goes through the troposphere, but it goes through a good deal of atmosphere. And therefore, the signal can be attenuated rather dramatically. And this is important to have some concept of the atmosphere through which the signal is passing so that these delays, if you will, can be introduced into the answer, into the solution. And then some sort of satellite identification system is required. This is because each distance that a receiver has must be correlated to the control point or the satellite from which it came. And since it will be observing a minimum of four, and in most cases probably more, satellites, it needs to be able to put the appropriate range, the appropriate distance or length, to the correct satellite. So it needs to identify each one of those signals. This is just some of the information that needs to come down on that signal from the satellite to the receiver. It's quite a list, and is actually even a little bit longer than this.